Hello there. Thanks for calling Exceedance.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Hi. This
Can
is
you hear
Exceedance.
Me? Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
okay. I'm sorry. I'm John with Exceedance Claims and Management. How are you today?
I'm okay. I'm hoping you can help me settle this issue.
I'll try.
I was hit by a Amazon van on September 20th. I got an accident report. I was hoping that the insurance company would contact me because there's about $4,000 worth of damage. I don't know. How does that work?
Well, first of all, we're not an insurance company. We're a third-party administrator. This is the place where you actually set up the claims. Have you already set up a claim for the accident?
No.
Okay. Well, where did the accident...
Ma'am,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I just... There was no phone number. I got the accident report, and it had 263 Old Republic Insurance Company as the man's insurer. It was an Amazon van that hit me quite hard, and it happened on September 20th, and I haven't had any communication at all with anybody, and this is just where I started. I don't know. Is there a better number
I can call? Okay. No, ma'am. What you'll need to do to start is talk to me, and I'm going to need to set up a policy and get you a claim number, and then you can contact the adjuster and go from there to get everything squared away. It'll be several questions I'll need to get answered, but first, let me start with this. What state did the accident happen in, ma'am?
New York State.
Okay. Do you happen to have the policy number? Policy number for the Amazon insured vehicle?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'll need the policy number or the VIN number for the Amazon vehicle.
I can give you the motorist ID number. I can give you the vehicle year and make, the license plate number. I can give
you the report. No, the license plate is all that I can use out of that information. What I would need, since you don't have the policy number, is either the VIN number or license plate number, and see if I can track it down. Give me that license plate number, please.
97 B as in Boyd X K I Florida -FL.
9797 B as in boy, X as in Xerox, K as in kite, I as in ice.
Correct.
Okay, and this a Florida tag, you said?
Yes.
Okay, give me just a second. See if I can track down some information here.
Now, the officer gave me a collision report number. He said, with this collision report number, you can find anything, any of the information that you would need. I don't know if that would help you
that,
or not.
Again, we're not the insurance company, ma'am. That number doesn't do us any good.
Oh, okay.
We have to set up the policy. So we can get a claim, and then you go from there. But no, ma'am, that does not do us any good here. Okay. Give me just a second. Let's see if I can track down the VIN number with your tag information. No, it's not finding that license plate number. 97BXKI, and you said this a Florida license plate?
Yes.
I'm not pulling up any information, so I can't track that license plate number. So what I would advise is touching base again with the police department and trying to clarify information off the police report. Maybe they've got the VIN information on the vehicle, but because I can't go any further without more information.
All right.
Okay. Just call us back when you got some more info. VIN number.
Hold up. Maybe the license plate, maybe that's a 1 and not an I. Can you do it 97BXK?
Yes, ma'am. One? I'll give that a try. Yeah, let me give that a try. No, ma'am, it still didn't find it. 97B. I wonder if the B is an 8.
Well, it sure looks like a B, but you can try it.
Sometimes if it's not the you're sure the license plate is a Florida plate, right?
Well, it's got a dash FL after it. And mine, I noticed that the officer wrote my regular plate number, a dash, and it says NY. And this said, definitely says FL.
Yeah, okay. Let me try one more thing here. Yeah, but we're not, it's not finding any information on the vehicle, ma'am. So what I would do is double check with whoever filed the report for you, just to verify the tag number and the state. And also, if they could get you a VIN number for the Amazon insured. No, again, let me just double check. The tag number you're giving me is for the Amazon vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I need is the tag number for the Amazon vehicle, the VIN number for the Amazon vehicle. And that's maybe we could go from there and find the policy number. But we normally start out with a policy number. We're going to definitely need that one way or the other.
You wouldn't know the vehicle year and the person's name. I've got the person's name that was driving, his date of birth, his address, his motor ID.
Again,
that's not going to do anything.
No, ma'am. No. Unless I have the policy number, it can start the claim. I don't have any place to put that information.
Well, I would have thought somebody would have gotten a hold of me. Do I have to go through my insurance company?
Ma'am, if you haven't told anyone about it, that's why no one would have got a hold of you. If you haven't reported it.
Well, I would assume that the guy who hit me, I thought he would report it. He hit me.
Well,
it was his fault.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that. The person I was talking to earlier, before our call, had the same type of issue. But to be on the safe side, he went ahead and filed the claim too, because you never can assume the other person's going to file.
All right. So I guess I call my insurance company.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They can advise you which way to go with it. Sorry, I can't be of more help.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.